I greetings from Northern Australia. I am a frilled lizard.
A what lizard?
A frilled.
What does that mean?
Watch.
Whoa, where'd you get that umbrella?
Oh, that's my frill, Uncle Bob.
Well, Lambert the Frilled Lizard, welcome to Nature Corner.
I'm tickled to be here today, Uncle Bob.
Say, before you talk about your frill, would you tell us what part of Australia you call home?
Queensland.
Okay. Queensland is in the northeastern part of Australia, right?
Right. Naturally, I live out in the forests.
I kind of thought so. Underground or in the trees?
Up high, inside a rough barked tree.
That's your den. That's your place of safety.
I only come down to the ground after it has rained. That is when all the bugs and insects have come out.
And you attack them, right?
But yes, they are my food.
What do you do for chow if it doesn't rain?
Go hungry. A lizard, see, is a reptile, and a reptile can go a long time without food.
And that's because you really tank up when you do eat.
Yes, that's just like a lizard. When he chows, he really chows down.
Lambert, a boy wants to know how you climb your tree. Do you have claws?
No, the intelligent Lord God gave me suction cups on all 4 feet. The Creator gave me 4 toes on each foot, and the bottoms of each toe have hundreds of cracks that can widen or narrow.
I see.
Now, Uncle Bob, when I want to climb a tree, I just make the cracks in my toes narrow. That pinches onto the rough bark of the tree so I can hang on.
Neato. So up you go, Lambert the Frilled Lizard.
Right on.
Say, girl wants to know how little or how big you are.
My body is slender, about a foot long, Bob, but my tail adds an extra 20 inches to my board.
Ooh, so you're 32 inches total.
Yes, almost 3 feet.
Okay, the kids and I have been waiting to hear about your frill. Let's have it.
I cannot give it to you. It's mine.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I just wanted you to tell me about it. That's what I meant when I said, let's have it.
Oh, I'm sorry. My frill looks like a big, round, yellowish-green collar.
Yeah, a collar is a good description, Lambert, because your head pokes right up through it.
Someone said I look like a frog that has poked just his head through the center of a round lily pad.
Another good description.
Uncle Bob, did you know that the people in Australia call me a dragon because of my frill?
Sure, I can understand that, Lambert. Your frill looks like a big shield that surrounds your neck. Plus, it's sparkling green and yellow with red spots.
Then listen to this.
Ooh, you gonna breathe fire at me?
No. I just open my mouth and hiss whenever I raise my frill.
You try to look as mean as you can, don't you?
Right. Christ the Creator taught me to do that, to defend myself.
Kind of thought so. Who do you defend yourself against, Lambert?
Snakes, birds, dogs, any animal who wants a dinner.
Are you successful?
Yes, Uncle Bob, because I'm able to surprise my victim. I usually scare the daylights out of him.
Surprise? I'm not sure I understand you.
Okay, normally my frill folds closed along the sides of my neck.
Sure, I notice all the folds in it. It looks like Mrs. Frill Lizard pressed about 10 neat folds in it.
Oh, she didn't do it, Uncle Bob. The Son of God, the Great Creator, did it in his laundry factory when he designed me.
Neato, Lambert. So you keep your frill folded down around your neck until danger threatens you, right?
Right then. Flip, just like that. I snap up my frill, just like you'd put up your umbrella.
That spooks out a dog if he's discovered you.
Oh, you bet it does. Then I open my mouth wide and I show all my teeth. And I hiss at him.
Whoa, that must really shock the dog who's trying to catch you.
Yes, all of a sudden, I have grown much larger.
Yes, your head is only 1.5 inches wide. But your frill spreads out, how much?
8 inches.
Larger than many dogs' heads.
See?
Yes. All of a sudden, this little lizard that the dog has attacked has grown 8 times larger.
That is usually enough to make him tuck his tail between his legs and run for home.
Say, a girl wants to know if there are ever times when the animal attacking you won't run away.
Yes, there are.
Uh-oh. Then what do you do?
I try all sorts of things. I'll make a sudden movement toward the animal. I'll lunge at him with my mouth open.
Do it once for me, will you?
Sure.
Ooh, you scared me that time.
Interesting. That's what other people have told me. Why?
Well, I think it was because of the color of your mouth.
Oh, does a bright blue tongue and a pair of pinkish-yellow lips spook you out?
When I'm not expecting them, yes. Okay, what happens if this doesn't make the animal leave you alone?
Only one thing left, Uncle Bob, and that is to run. When I know that time has come, I'll quickly fold my frill down over my neck, turn around, and dig out as fast as I can go in the direction of a tree.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you able to run that fast without the dog catching you?
Oh, yes. See, I don't run on all 4 legs. I just patch out on my 2 hind legs.
You run upright like a human being?
Like you, yes.
How fast?
I sprint. I really move. I book out. Running upright like that really psychs out the animal attacking me. He doesn't know what to think.
And by then, you're over to your tree.
You've got it. And I climb up to safety with my suction cup feet.
Neato. Lambert the Frill Lizard, A boy would like you to explain how you make your frill stay up like an umbrella.
Oh dear, oh Spaghetti, I forgot to tell you about that a minute ago. Remember when I was talking about the folds in my frill?
Yes, sure.
Well, inside each fold, the intelligent creator god put rods made out of cartilage.
Hey, interesting. Cartilage is soft tissue that's also firm.
Yes, like your ears and nose. See, the creator god made them out of cartilage.
Hey, good memory, Lambert.
These little cartilage rods the Lord put inside each fold are exactly like the ribs in an umbrella.
Oh, very clear now.
When I become excited, my brain sends an electrical signal to the muscles attached to these cartilage ribs and pops them up.
And up goes your brightly colored frill.
And hopefully scares away some critter who would like to eat me.
You know, Lambert, many years ago, when a lady walked across a field where there were cows, she usually took her umbrella with her, even if there were no chance of rain.
Oh, really? What did she do that for?
Protection. If cows or bulls attacked her, she'd just flip open her umbrella in their faces and scare them away.
All right. Somebody learned a lesson from the frilled lizard from Australia.